Steve Jobs. Introduction. Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson is a captivating biography that provides an in-depth exploration of the life and achievements of one of the most iconic and influential figures in the technology industry. Published in 2011, the book was written with the full cooperation of Steve Jobs himself, who provided more than 40 interviews over 2 years, as well as access to family members, friends, colleagues, and adversaries. Isaacson takes readers on a comprehensive journey, delving into Jobs' personal and professional life, his visionary leadership, and his profound impact on the world. The biography begins with Jobs' early years, highlighting the formative experiences that shaped his character. It follows his journey from co-founding Apple in his parents' garage to becoming a pioneering force in the tech industry. Isaacson meticulously details Jobs' role in transforming not just personal computing, but also music, animation, mobile phones, tablet computing, and digital publishing. The book does not shy away from the complexities of Jobs' personality, presenting a balanced portrait of a man who was both a genius and a flawed human being. It examines his intense drive, his perfectionism, and his often abrasive management style, as well as his remarkable ability to inspire and innovate. Isaacson's narrative provides insights into Jobs' philosophy, his commitment to design and user experience, and his belief in the intersection of technology and the humanities. Steve Jobs is not only a biography of an extraordinary individual but also a study of the transformative power of innovation. Through meticulous research and compelling storytelling, Isaacson offers a vivid and nuanced account of how Jobs' vision and relentless pursuit of excellence reshaped multiple industries and left an indelible mark on the world. The biography serves as a testament to Jobs' legacy, providing valuable lessons on leadership, creativity, and the enduring impact of technological innovation. Early years and upbringing. The book begins by painting a vivid picture of Jobs' upbringing and early years, providing an intimate look at the experiences that shaped his character and fueled his relentless pursuit of excellence. Born on February 24, 1955, in San Francisco, Steve Jobs was adopted shortly after birth by Paul and Clara Jobs, a blue-collar couple living in Mountain View, California. His biological parents, Joanne Skibel and Abdul Fattah Jandali, were unmarried college students who felt unable to raise him. Isaacson delves into Jobs' childhood, highlighting the profound influence of his adoptive parents. Paul Jobs, a machinist and a Coast Guard veteran, introduced young Steve to electronics and mechanics, instilling in him a love for craftsmanship and precision. Clara Jobs, an accountant, nurtured his academic interests and supported his early education. This supportive home environment played a crucial role in developing Jobs' inquisitive nature and his interest in technology. Jobs' education journey was unconventional and marked by periods of rebellion and self-discovery. He was a precocious but often disruptive student, challenging his teachers and the status quo. Isaacson recounts an incident where Jobs, frustrated by the lack of stimulation in school, convinced his fourth-grade teacher to let him skip a grade. This pattern of defying convention continued throughout his life. In high school, Jobs met Steve Wozniak, a fellow electronics enthusiast, and their friendship became a cornerstone of his early entrepreneurial ventures. Isaacson reveals the early signs of Jobs' entrepreneurial spirit through stories of his teenage exploits, such as creating and selling illegal blue boxes that allowed people to make free long-distance calls. This venture not only demonstrated his technical prowess but also his willingness to challenge the established order, a trait that would define his career. After high school, Jobs briefly attended Reed College in Oregon, a liberal arts school known for its countercultural ethos. Although he dropped out after a semester, Jobs stayed in the area, auditing classes that interested him, such as calligraphy. Isaacson notes that this exposure to the liberal arts profoundly influenced Jobs' aesthetic sensibilities and his later emphasis on design and typography in Apple's products. Jobs' early years were also marked by a deep interest in Eastern spirituality and counterculture movements. In the mid-1970s, he traveled to India in search of spiritual enlightenment, an experience that profoundly shaped his worldview. Isaacson explores how these spiritual journeys and his practice of Zen Buddhism influenced his minimalist approach to design and his belief in intuition and simplicity. Founding Apple. As the narrative unfolds, the reader is immersed in the story of Apple's founding and the tumultuous journey of the company. Isaacson provides an insider's perspective, chronicling the rise and fall of Apple, Jobs' departure, and his triumphant return. The author captures the essence of Jobs' visionary leadership, his obsession with design and user experience, and his unwavering commitment to innovation. Birth of Apple. The story of Apple's founding begins in the mid-1970s when Jobs, along with his friend and technical wizard Steve Wozniak, decided to build and sell personal computers.
Working out of Jobs' parents' garage, the duo created the Apple I, a simple yet revolutionary computer that Wozniak designed and Jobs marketed.
Isaacson details how Jobs' relentless drive and Wozniak's technical genius complemented each other, setting the stage for the birth of Apple.
Early successes and challenges.
With the success of the Apple I, Jobs and Wozniak secured funding from Mike Markula, a former Intel executive, which allowed them to formally establish Apple Computer Incorporated in 1976. The introduction of the Apple II in 1977 marked a significant breakthrough. The Apple II was a user-friendly, mass-market computer that became a commercial success and established Apple as a major player in the burgeoning personal computer industry. Isaacson highlights Jobs' insistence on creating a seamless user experience and his attention to design aesthetics, which set Apple products apart from competitors. However, as Apple grew, so did internal conflicts. Jobs' demanding management style and his sometimes abrasive personality began to create friction within the company.
The Macintosh and power struggles.
The development of the Macintosh in the early 1980s was a pivotal moment for Apple and for Jobs. The Macintosh project was driven by Jobs' vision of creating a computer that was both powerful and easy to use, with a graphical user interface that was unprecedented at the time. Isaacson describes the intense, high-pressure environment of the Macintosh team, which Jobs pushed to achieve his ambitious goals.
Despite the technical innovation and initial excitement surrounding the Macintosh, its commercial performance was disappointing.
Jobs' increasingly autocratic leadership style led to power struggles within Apple, culminating in a boardroom coup that resulted in Jobs being ousted from the company in 1985. Next and Pixar. After leaving Apple, Jobs founded Next, a company focused on building high-end computers for the education and business markets.
While Next hardware was not commercially successful, its software laid the groundwork for future innovations.
Concurrently, Jobs acquired a small graphics division from Lucasfilm, which he transformed into Pixar Animation Studios. Isaacson chronicles how Jobs' leadership at Pixar led to the creation of groundbreaking films like Toy Story, revolutionizing the animation industry and establishing Pixar as a leader in digital animation.
Return to Apple.
In 1996, Apple acquired Next, bringing Jobs back to the company he co-founded. Isaacson describes Jobs' return as a turning point for Apple. His return marked the beginning of a dramatic turnaround for the company, which was struggling financially and creatively. Jobs was named interim CEO and eventually became the permanent CEO, instituting a series of bold decisions that revitalized Apple.
The Renaissance of Apple.
Under Jobs' leadership, Apple launched a series of innovative products that transformed the technology landscape. The introduction of the iMac in 1998, with its distinctive design and user-friendly interface, signaled Apple's resurgence. Isaacson details how Jobs' vision for a digital hub strategy led to the development of the iPod, iTunes, iPhone, and iPad, each of which revolutionized their respective industries. Jobs' commitment to design excellence, simplicity, and user experience became the hallmark of Apple's products. Isaacson emphasizes how Jobs' hands-on approach, from product development to marketing, ensured that each product reflected his vision of seamless integration and aesthetic perfection.
Legacy of innovation.
Isaacson's account of Apple's founding and evolution under Jobs' leadership highlights the transformative impact of his vision and innovation. Jobs' unwavering commitment to pushing the boundaries of technology and design reshaped multiple industries and left an enduring legacy. The biography captures the essence of Jobs' role in creating one of the most influential technology companies in the world, illustrating how his visionary leadership and relentless pursuit of excellence drove Apple's success. Through triumphs and setbacks, Jobs' journey with Apple is a testament to his belief in the power of innovation to change the world. Isaacson provides a comprehensive and nuanced portrait of Jobs as a leader who was both inspiring and demanding, and whose legacy continues to influence the technology industry and beyond.
Management style and relationships.
Isaacson delves into Jobs' unique management style, known for its intense focus, demanding expectations, and relentless pursuit of excellence. Jobs' approach to leadership was as revolutionary as his technological innovations, characterized by an uncompromising vision and an ability to galvanize those around him. intense focus and perfectionism. One of the defining aspects of Jobs' management style was his intense focus on detail and perfection. Isaacson illustrates how Jobs was involved in every aspect of product development, from the design and user interface to the packaging and marketing. He believed that the integration of hardware and software was essential for creating a seamless user experience, and he would settle for nothing less than perfection. This meticulous attention to detail often led to long hours and high-pressure environments for his teams. Demanding expectations. Jobs was known for setting extraordinarily high standards and demanding the best from his employees.
He often pushed his teams to achieve what seemed impossible, encouraging them to think differently and innovate.
Isaacson recounts numerous instances where Jobs' demanding nature led to breakthroughs in design and technology. However, this also created a culture of fear and stress, as employees were aware that anything less than perfection was unacceptable.
Confrontational nature.
Jobs' management style was also marked by his confrontational nature. He was known for his blunt and often abrasive communication, which could be both demoralizing and motivating. Isaacson describes how Jobs did not hesitate to criticize work he deemed subpar, often in harsh terms. This confrontational approach created a polarized environment where employees either thrived under pressure or struggled to meet his exacting standards.
Building passionate teams.
Despite his demanding and confrontational style, Jobs had an exceptional ability to build and lead passionate teams. Isaacson explores how Jobs surrounded himself with talented individuals who shared his vision and drive for excellence.
He believed in hiring the best and trusted them to deliver.
Jobs fostered a culture of innovation where creativity was encouraged, and team members were motivated to push the boundaries of what was possible.
Inspirational leadership.
Jobs' ability to inspire and motivate those around him was a key aspect of his leadership. Isaacson highlights how Jobs' passion for his work and his vision for the future were infectious, often igniting the same enthusiasm in his employees. His charismatic presence and persuasive skills enabled him to rally his teams around a common goal, creating a sense of purpose and direction.
Complex personality.
Isaacson sheds light on Jobs' complex personality, which was a blend of brilliance and volatility. Jobs was a master at using his intense personality to drive his teams, but this often came at a cost.
His mercurial temperament and unpredictable behavior could be challenging for those who worked with him.
Jobs was known to oscillate between extreme praise and severe criticism, making him a difficult figure to navigate.
Personal relationships.
The book also delves into Jobs' personal relationships with colleagues, friends, and family. Jobs' demanding nature extended to his personal life, where his relationships were often strained. Isaacson describes Jobs' complicated relationship with his first daughter, Lisa, and his evolving relationship with his wife, Lauren Powell Jobs, and their children. These personal dynamics added layers to his character, showcasing the challenges he faced in balancing his personal and professional life.
Case studies.
Isaacson includes several case studies that exemplify Jobs' management style and its impact on Apple and Pixar. For instance, the development of the Macintosh, the launch of the iPod, and the creation of Pixar's Toy Story all serve as key examples of how Jobs' leadership drove innovation and success. These stories provide insight into the practical application of his management principles and the results they yielded.
Key milestones and achievements.
Throughout the biography, Isaacson provides a fascinating account of the key milestones in Jobs' career. From the creation of groundbreaking products like the Macintosh, iPod, iPhone, and iPad to his pivotal role in the animation industry with Pixar, the author illustrates how Jobs revolutionized multiple industries and reshaped the way we live, work, and communicate.
The Macintosh. One of Jobs' earliest and most significant achievements was the development of the Macintosh.
Launched in 1984, the Macintosh was the first mass-market personal computer to feature a graphical user interface, making computers more accessible and user-friendly. Isaacson details how Jobs' vision for the Macintosh was driven by his obsession with design and simplicity.
Despite initial commercial challenges, the Macintosh set the standard for future personal computing and solidified Apple's reputation for innovation. Next and next step.
After his departure from Apple in 1985, Jobs founded Next Incorporated, aiming to create high-end computers for the education and business markets. Although Next's hardware was not commercially successful, the company's software, Next Step, was highly influential. Isaacson explains how Next Step became the foundation for Apple's macOS and iOS, demonstrating Jobs' long-term impact on software development. Pixar and the animation revolution. Jobs' acquisition of Pixar from Lucasfilm in 1986 marked another milestone.
Under his leadership, Pixar transformed from a struggling graphics division into a powerhouse in the animation industry. The release of Toy Story in 1995, the first fully computer-animated feature film, revolutionized animation.
Isaacson chronicles how Jobs' vision and investment in Pixar led to a series of groundbreaking films, establishing Pixar as a leader in the industry and changing the future of animated filmmaking.
The iMac.
Jobs' return to Apple in 1997 was a turning point for the company. One of his first major successes upon his return was the launch of the iMac in 1998. The iMac's bold design, all-in-one form factor, and user-friendly setup revived Apple's fortunes and re-established the company as a leader in innovation. Isaacson highlights how the iMac's success was a testament to Jobs' belief in the importance of design and user experience. The iPod and iTunes. In 2001, Apple introduced the iPod, a portable music player that revolutionized the music industry. The iPod's sleek design, intuitive interface, and integration with iTunes made it an instant success. Isaacson describes how Jobs' vision extended beyond hardware to include the digital distribution of music. The launch of the iTunes Store in 2003 transformed how people purchased and consumed music, solidifying Apple's role in the digital media landscape. The iPhone.
Perhaps Jobs' most significant achievement was the introduction of the iPhone in 2007.
Combining a phone, an iPod, and an internet communicator, the iPhone redefined the smartphone industry. Isaacson details how Jobs' insistence on integrating hardware and software, coupled with a revolutionary multi-touch interface, created a device that changed the way people communicate, access information, and interact with technology. The iPhone's success established Apple as a dominant player in the mobile industry. The App Store. Following the iPhone, Apple launched the App Store in 2008, creating an entirely new ecosystem for software development and distribution. Isaacson explores how the App Store empowered developers, spurred innovation, and expanded the capabilities of the iPhone and other iOS devices. The App Store became a crucial element of Apple's strategy, driving the success of its mobile devices and creating a new market for apps. The iPad. In 2010, Apple introduced the iPad, a tablet device that once again reshaped computing. The iPad's intuitive interface, portability, and versatility made it a popular tool for both personal and professional use. Isaacson discusses how Jobs' vision for the iPad was to create a device that bridged the gap between smartphones and laptops, offering a new way to interact with digital content. The iPad's success further demonstrated Jobs' ability to foresee and shape the future of technology.
Legacy of innovation.
Jobs' contributions extended beyond specific products to include a broader impact on multiple industries. Isaacson emphasizes how Jobs' vision, attention to detail, and relentless pursuit of excellence drove innovations that transformed personal computing, digital media, telecommunications, and animation. Jobs' legacy is seen in the continued success of Apple and the ongoing influence of his ideas on technology and design.
Personal struggles and flaws.
While highlighting Jobs' successes, Isaacson doesn't shy away from examining his flaws and shortcomings.
The author presents a well-rounded portrait of a man who was both a genius and a flawed human being.
Jobs' personal struggles, including his volatile temperament, strained relationships, and battles with health issues, are explored with sensitivity and depth, offering a glimpse into the complexities of his character.
Volatile temperament.
Jobs' volatile temperament is a recurring theme in Isaacson's biography.
Known for his intense and often unpredictable mood swings, Jobs could be both inspiring and intimidating.
Isaacson describes numerous instances where Jobs' perfectionism and high standards led to outbursts of anger and frustration. His confrontational style often put him at odds with colleagues, resulting in strained relationships. Despite this, many who worked with him also respected his passion and drive, acknowledging that his demanding nature pushed them to achieve more than they thought possible. Strained relationships. Jobs' relationships with family, friends, and colleagues were often complex and strained. Isaacson delves into his tumultuous relationship with his first daughter, Lisa Brennan Jobs. Jobs initially denied paternity and was absent during much of her early life, only later attempting to reconcile and build a relationship with her. This strained relationship exemplifies the personal challenges Jobs faced in balancing his professional ambitions with his personal responsibilities. His relationship with his biological sister, Mona Simpson, also evolved over time. After discovering each other as adults, they developed a close bond, but their relationship was not without its difficulties. Isaacson explores how these familial relationships influenced Jobs' personal growth and character. Health issues. Jobs' battle with health issues, particularly his fight against pancreatic cancer, is a significant aspect of his personal struggles. Diagnosed in 2003, Jobs initially resisted conventional medical treatment, opting for alternative therapies. Isaacson provides a detailed account of Jobs' journey through illness, highlighting his stubbornness and reluctance to follow medical advice. His eventual decision to undergo surgery and subsequent treatments reflect his struggle to accept vulnerability and mortality. Complex personality. Isaacson paints a nuanced picture of Jobs' complex personality. Jobs could be charming and charismatic, capable of winning people over with his vision and enthusiasm. However, he could also be incredibly harsh, dismissive, and demanding. This duality made him a polarizing figure. He was loved and admired by some, while others found him difficult and unapproachable. Isaacson explores how this complexity contributed to both his successes and his failures.
Quest for control.
Jobs' need for control extended beyond his professional life into his personal interactions. Isaacson describes how Jobs often sought to dictate the terms of his relationships and environments, whether in business meetings or in his home life.
This quest for control sometimes led to conflicts and misunderstandings, as those around him struggled to meet his exacting standards. Spiritual journey. Jobs' spiritual journey, including his exploration of Eastern philosophies and Zen Buddhism, played a significant role in his personal development.
Isaacson delves into how Jobs' quest for meaning and enlightenment influenced his approach to life and work.
His belief in intuition and simplicity, as well as his minimalist aesthetic, were deeply rooted in his spiritual practices.
However, this journey also highlighted the contradictions in his character. His spiritual pursuits often clashed with his material ambitions and his intense, sometimes ruthless, business tactics.
Impact on legacy.
Isaacson's examination of Jobs' personal struggles and flaws adds depth to the understanding of his legacy. While Jobs' visionary leadership and innovative contributions are undeniable, his personal challenges and imperfections provide a more holistic view of the man behind the myth. By presenting a balanced portrayal, Isaacson allows readers to appreciate the full scope of Jobs' life, including the human frailties that shaped his journey.
Philosophy and legacy.
Beyond Jobs' professional achievements, Isaacson delves into his philosophy and his unwavering belief in the intersection of technology and the humanities. He explores Jobs' passion for simplicity, aesthetics, and the seamless integration of hardware and software. The book also explores Jobs' journey of self-discovery, his spiritual inclinations, and his quest to leave a lasting legacy. Writing style and research. Isaacson's writing style is engaging and immersive, capturing the reader's attention from start to finish. Drawing on extensive interviews with Jobs, his family, friends, and colleagues, the author weaves together a narrative that provides insights into Jobs' mindset, motivations, and the influences that shaped his thinking.
Engaging narrative.
Isaacson's ability to craft a compelling story is evident throughout the biography. His narrative style combines meticulous detail with a clear and accessible prose, making complex technological and business concepts understandable to a broad audience. He uses vivid descriptions and a chronological structure that allows readers to follow Jobs' journey from his early years to his later successes, creating a sense of continuity and development.
In-depth interviews.
The depth of Isaacson's research is one of the book's standout features. He conducted over 40 interviews with Jobs over 2 years, as well as interviews with more than 100 people who knew Jobs well. These included family members, friends, colleagues, competitors, and even adversaries. This extensive primary research provides a multifaceted view of Jobs, capturing the nuances of his personality and the breadth of his impact.
Balanced perspective.
Isaacson's writing is characterized by its balanced perspective. He does not shy away from depicting Jobs' flaws and controversial actions, but he also highlights his brilliance and achievements. This balanced approach ensures that the biography is not a hagiography but a nuanced portrait of a complex individual. Isaacson's ability to present conflicting viewpoints and allow readers to form their own opinions about Jobs' character and legacy is a testament to his journalistic integrity.
Insights into mindset and motivations.
Through careful selection of quotes and anecdotes, Isaacson provides deep insights into Jobs' mindset and motivations. The book delves into Jobs' philosophy of life, his approach to business, and his relentless pursuit of excellence. Isaacson explores the personal and professional influences that shaped Jobs' thinking, from his early interest in Zen Buddhism and calligraphy to his experiences at Apple, Next, and Pixar. These insights help readers understand the driving forces behind Jobs' innovative vision and leadership style.
Comprehensive coverage.
Isaacson covers the entirety of Jobs' life, providing a comprehensive account that spans from his birth and adoption to his death and legacy. The biography includes significant milestones and events, both personal and professional, giving readers a full picture of Jobs' life. Isaacson's thorough research and attention to detail ensure that no important aspect of Jobs' story is overlooked.
Use of primary and secondary sources.
In addition to interviews, Isaacson utilizes a wide range of primary and secondary sources, including personal letters, emails, company documents, and previous interviews Jobs gave to the media.
This extensive use of source material enriches the narrative, adding authenticity and depth.
Isaacson's ability to synthesize these sources into a cohesive story highlights his skill as a biographer.
Immersive descriptions.
Isaacson's descriptive prowess brings to life the environments and people surrounding Jobs. Whether describing the atmosphere of Silicon Valley in the 1970s, the intense culture within Apple, or the creative energy at Pixar, Isaacson's vivid descriptions help readers visualize the settings and understand the context in which Jobs operated. This immersive quality makes the biography not only informative but also highly engaging.
Emotional resonance.
Isaacson also captures the emotional highs and lows of Jobs' life, from the excitement of launching groundbreaking products to the personal struggles and health battles he faced. By presenting these emotional moments with empathy and depth, Isaacson creates a connection between the reader and the subject, making Jobs' story resonate on a personal level. Conclusion. Steve Jobs is not only a biography of a remarkable individual but also a compelling exploration of the transformative power of innovation and the impact of technology on society. Isaacson masterfully chronicles Jobs' journey, providing readers with a comprehensive understanding of his life, achievements, and enduring legacy. The book offers valuable lessons on entrepreneurship, leadership, and the relentless pursuit of excellence. In conclusion, Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson is a must-read for anyone interested in the life and legacy of one of the greatest innovators of our time. Isaacson's masterful storytelling combined with Jobs' extraordinary journey makes for a compelling and enlightening read. The biography offers valuable insights into the mind of a true visionary, providing inspiration and lessons that are relevant across various fields and disciplines. Through its detailed and balanced portrayal, Steve Jobs celebrates the transformative power of innovation and the profound impact of one man's vision on the world.